This is the first one I've not been to for over a quarter of a century. Playoff finals, everybody gets up for them. Sadly, the majority of fans won't be going this year, although we'll still be hoping the team wins, obviously.
5 years ago, Blackpool took nearly 40,000 supporters to the West Ham United game at Wembley Stadium. It could be an extremely low attendance. It's well documented why, Steve, that your organisation have issues with the ownership of the football club. Just tell us, in terms of this season, how has it worked for you, the strategy that you, as a trust, decided to adopt at the start of this season?
As you say, everybody's aware of the issues here. We've been trying to have dialogue with the owners about them changing the way they run the club. They appear to be unwilling to do so. We even got Owen to come to the Hilton at the beginning of the season to talk to fans. First time he's done that in 20 years. And I thought there was an opportunity there for him to make some concessions, to say, yeah, we will change this, we'll change that, we'll do things to bring the supporters back on side. It included stopping the litigation, which is still going on, incidentally. It included, you know, putting up a plan to invest in the club, a proper plan, because there doesn't seem to be anything other than run it on a day-by-day basis here. None of that was taken to heart by the owners. Nothing changed. So really what the fans decided to do was to vote with their feet. And the big protest this season has been the ethical boycott. So we haven't been going to home games. We haven't been putting any money into the Oystons, basically. That's how most people see it. And so when we get to the playoff final, yes, of course, we'd all love to be there. It would be a great day, but the majority of us aren't going to go. And as you say, I think they'll be lucky to get 5,000 Blackpool fans going to the game.
As a supporters trust, what is the opinion of the whole idea of going to Wembley? You made a statement last week to say if the Oystons would like to donate money to charity, people would support the club. It's very easy to read into that the wrong thing. Just sum up exactly what you meant by that.
That wasn't exactly what we said. We said if the owners want people to be behind the team, they should do something to benefit the local community out of what the team is achieving here. And we suggested they should donate all the proceeds that they would get to local charities. It wasn't a suggestion that we would encourage fans to go to Wembley. We're not doing that. Of course, it's their right to go if they will, and maybe between 4,000 and 5,000 will, and I hope they have a good day, but the majority aren't. It was just an attempt to try and make sure that the community benefits somehow from this, in the same way that the community should have benefited when we got into the Premier League and beyond that.
Have you had a response at all from that?
No official response at all, no.
Are there any members, as far as you're concerned, Steve, going to Wembley and buying a match ticket to sit in the stand and support Blackpool?
There may be, and that's, you know, their prerogative. The Trust has always said it's an individual's right to choose here. If that's what they want to do, that's fine, and we wouldn't gainsay it. We hope that people will look at the bigger picture and see that what we're trying to do here is change the whole of the way that the club is run for the future, and it's not just about one game, and people should keep that in perspective.
Have you had to do any soul searching yourself, or has it been a very straightforward decision for you that you will not be going?
It's been a straightforward decision that I wouldn't go, but it's a very sad one to have to make. You know, it's a principled stand I'm taking here. I would love to go and see them play, but I'm not going to do it, and I think everybody understands why.
I've had several people in touch with us this season on the radio station to say, why are you reporting our games? We don't care about the results of Blackpool Football Club anymore. Is that a sort of line that you would take, Steve? Or are you every week desperate to know how Blackpool Football Club have got on, even though you've decided that you're not there?
I still want to know. I love my club and I want us to get it back. I can understand that there are people who say that they don't care anymore. Some of them are saying it, I think, just because they've taken a position of not going back until the Oystons have gone, and we hope that they will come back when things change. The big concern for us is that the longer this goes on, the more people will find other things to do, the more they will drift away and lose contact with the club, and we're desperate that shouldn't happen, which is why as a trust we try and encourage them to keep in touch. We want to make sure there's a generation of young fans coming through, and so we're trying to keep all that alive, but it is a struggle.
So it's very much the case that you're desperate for your team to win at Wembley, and you're just desperately disappointed you won't be there to see it.
Indeed. And I think if they do win and get promoted, you know, it won't change the position. The majority of people will not be buying season tickets next season. The Oystons need to understand this. And if they've really got the best interests of this club, the community and the town at heart, they'll put the club up for sale, which is what we've been asking them to do.
In your opinion, has this just gone too far from your perspective that you cannot ever see a way back between a relationship between the ownership and yourselves?
Well, it would have to be a really dramatic change on their part. It would have to include, you know, stopping the litigation, maybe refunding the people who've been taken to court and sued. It would have to include probably standing the chairman down and putting someone else in place, because I think that's a big issue. It would have to include recognising the supporters' trust as a bona fide voice of the fans. It would have to include putting significant sums of money up with a plan to take this club back properly, rather than just relying on luck as they did in the past. And I don't see any of that happening, so I suspect, you know, this is it until they decide to go.
What have you made of the job Gary Bowie has done this season?
I think he's been a safe pair of hands. Obviously, he's known this sort of situation before in his days at Blackburn. I think he's kept his head down. He's worked the team well. He's made the best of probably too few resources, given you know what we could have done. I would have hoped we would have bounced back automatically, but I hoped the same last year, and it didn't happen. So I think he's done a reasonable job.
Are you a confident man that Blackpool Football Club will be in League One by the end of the weekend?
I think they've got a good chance of winning. You know, they've beaten Exeter once and drawn with them once this season. Exeter are a good side, but I think that on the day, if the team is up for it, we should see League One football next year at Blackpool. Unfortunately, most of us won't be going through the turnstiles here behind me to watch it.